Harris, voice of Indonesia with the news. Speaker of Indonesian House of Representatives Puan Maharani has emphasized that the House's readiness to host the 19th Conference on Parliamentary Union of the OIC Member States, or PUIC, in Jakarta from May the 12th to the 15th. Quoted from AmandaNews.com. She noted that the event coincided with the 25th anniversary of the PUIC, which was founded in 1999. In a statement released on Saturday, Maharani highlighted the strategic significance of hosting the conference, describing it as an opportunity for Indonesia to reaffirm its leadership in championing a democratic, inclusive, and solution-driven diplomacy for the Muslim world. Forestry Minister Raja Julianto released two Javan eagles into their natural habitat at Kawah Kamojang Nature Tourism Park, located at the Wen Bandung and Garut districts, West Java. Quoted from AmandaNews.com, he said that the release of the two eagles was proof to maintain the sustainability of eagles and as wild animals and its population, and also to maintain the sustainability of the forest ecosystem. The public, he said, should not keep eagles or other types of protected wild animals. It is better to hand them over to the Natural Resources Conservation Agency for rehab before being released back into the wild. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Next, we present a song from Ternate, Maluku, titled Nyong Manis. Nyong Manis was created by Britic Sports. The lyrics tells about a
woman who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a thin mustache. The girl prays to God if the man does not have a partner, she is destined to be with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if it turns out that the man already has a partner, the feeling of love will be kept in the heart. Okay, listener, here's the song Young Money by Sanja Soleiman. By using the high-speed railway called Whoosh, and it seemed to be recording its highest single-day ridership, or most passengers in a day, which is recorded on Saturday, May the 10th, with around 25,316 passengers. And this, of course, coincided with the extended or long holiday for Visa from Saturday, May the 10th, until tomorrow, May the 13th. And quote from LLE.co.id, the general manager, corporate secretary of KCIC, the operator of Whoosh, FRKD, in Sansa, that this achievement demonstrated that Whoosh is increasingly becoming primary choice for the community's fast, comfortable, and modern mobility needs. So if you happen to be visiting the country, like Indonesia, and you want to go on budget, and you don't want to spend too much time on the boat, you can go to Jakarta and Bandung by using the train, high-speed railway called Whoosh. for you who are still listening to The Voice of Indonesia, and if you want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and every station across Indonesia, rri.co.id is the answer. rri.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across the country and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal. And after this, you'll be listening to a story about Finisi.
Meski cinta dalam derita, saat harapannya gelap memuda, cinta tetap ada walau di udara. Aku kan di sini, kenyataan harus kulalui. Tak akan ku lari walau menantai, walau ku menangis tetap ku berdiri.
Sekitarnya tahun 1830-an.
Yeah, around the 1930s and around 1840. The first to a type of seal that actually Indonesian people are challenged to become more resilient in facing life at sea. One of the communities that is able to run a shipping system and build ships is the Bulukumba community. However, the territory became known in the 1950s.
Istilah penisi itu secara umum baru muncul dalam apa namanya ya? Cetakan koran dan sebagainya.
The Japanese generally only appeared in printing like newspapers and so on in the early 50s of the 20th century. In 1960, Japanese fish had the first Indonesian residents of Japan. After competition for those who carried coconut from Sulawesi to Japan, and the newspaper, the question still arose about what penisi meant. Because the Japanese was not yet known to people at the time. Because in the past, when the imports of harbor masters and so on, folks like that were still called palani. There was palani Wontong, there was palani Tongtong. The first penisi started to be known in the 80s, especially after the penisi was brought to Vancouver. And there, the boats which were previously called palani were then called penisi. So the penisi, which now we really take pride in, is actually a creation after the penisi no longer existed.
Terutama setelah ada penisi Nusantara yang dibawa ke Vancouver, dan di sini pula misalnya, pulau-pulau yang sebelumnya dinamakan Palari itu mulai dinamakan penisi. Jadi, istilah penisi yang sekarang ini begitu di apa ya, di banggakan. Sebenarnya sesuatu ciptaan setelah yang namanya penisi itu sudah tidak ada lagi. Ini ingatan masyarakat tidak terlalu tepat. Ada cerita bahwa pulau yang seperti itu yang pertama kali dibangun di
Palari. Memory are not very accurate, and there are stories that the first such boat in Ireland was in the 1900s, but no one remembers who built it, or who, and so on. And until World War II, in the Dutch newspaper, and the Harbour Master reports, and so on, all projects like they were recorded as Palari. So the use of the word penisi is something new, something that hasn't been around for too long. But with the motorization and the Indonesian sailing boats, all of that disappeared in time. This is a memory that people are quite proud of, when penisi Nusantara was brought to Vancouver, and more travel companies from abroad ordered boats like that. Because penisi was brought back as a top memory of boat builders and sailors from the entire world, the use of the word penisi to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of the nation's boat manufacturing world, because in Indonesia, there are hundreds of types of boats, and they all have their own names.
Memesan pulau-pulau seperti itu, istilah penisi itu diangkat kembali sebagai suatu ya ingatan kebanggaan pembuat pulau dan pelayar dari Pontobaro itu. Penggunaan kata penisi untuk memukul rata semua jenis pulau itu sebenarnya suatu apa namanya ya, suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan pulau Indonesia, karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis pulau yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Penisi became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada in 1986, where one of the crew members is still sailing today.
Mungkin dari awal, waktu itu yang saya cerita tadi.
At that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Kelowna, and then I said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied yet. Finally, after a long time, Mr. Felipe, a Frenchman, who was watching us as a witness to who accepted the people, I said that, you're going home, right? And at that time, many of others didn't come. I went first. So then he said, do you want to come to Canada? And I said, yes, sir. He was still meeting more people. And he said, you're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters? He said, the same to me. Then I said, in Indonesia, I've never seen 9 meters wave. I wanted to see it. We immediately shook hands, so it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine and also on the sail. There were also 4 people from Tanah Beru, also Kulipi. I asked this lady man, how many meters are the waves? Oh, this is only 7 meters. Oh, is the 10 meters one like? I said. Relying on two masts and 7 top-lop sails called penisi, the wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination.
Well, kalau kita berlatih main bila aja.
If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours. My curious today, sailing without wind for 2 hours will take one day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. Well, if we just play with the sails, we can't predict when we will arrive.
Kapal penisi di Bandung ini asalnya dari arah Bulukumba, Sulawesi Selatan.
The Finnish ship was built originally from Arabic and also from Sulawesi, starting from the year before independence in 1945. After independence, it already existed. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any Finnish drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on experience and it is recognized throughout the world.
Tanpa ada bilang teknik bagaimana, dan di sini pengalaman saja. Nah, dia pulang dari sebelumnya. Kalau dengan penisinya, satu tahun lebih. Tapi kali ini kami meeting di pantai India, pas pantai Anjur.
The Finnish ship took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari. It is the fastest one because in just 2 months and a half,
sekarang tidak jalan jarang sudah berpulang, kita untuk pakai tulang. Dengan kami jati. Kami nak, papan kiri papannya disusun. Kasih buatin.
This was the plan for arrangement by one. Then the boat up here. After the body is finished, then the casks are installed. Once the casks are installed, the word is installed, the bottom is, and then the gutter, then the floor, then the room. The room has all the walls and partitions made. After this, it has been put on the hull. This is lowered, and the mast is made. The mast is then put on the post rope, the mast rope, then the sail is put on, and
set. Ani, yan. Muka belakang, baru pasang layarnya. Begitu.
System and calculation for making finishing sailing ships has been known to people of Arab village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to according to research conducted by German historian Horst Lippmann. Only 12 Lemurian people knew this chirp building system. The system is named Tatataru. There is one thing that is many people say that those are made with a drawing and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula that is not made into a drawing, but they are recorded after God. There are various boundaries that are used with signs that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hall, the length of the flames, the age of the frame, and so on. Those who are still inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Lemurian people. It seems to have a formula called the Tatataru, which can predict boats up to 14 meters long. Yellow boats, or whatever boats were called in the 1770s, were much bigger. So, there is an impression that the Arab people at some point in 1930s to 1950s
Jadi ada kesan bahwa orang Arab pada suatu saat tahun 1930-an sampai 50-an menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan perahu yang dinamakan. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu hal yang sangat-sangat unik. Secara teknik, perahu layar itu diakui sebagai
Those are the boats very, very complicated things. Popularly, the sailboat is recognized as the most complicated human creation that has existed before the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. This means that throughout human history, nothing more complicated has been built than a sailboat. If we compare the parts of lumber, of objects, and the skirt, whatever there is, as far as I know, it's 100 times more than a sailboat. And they all have to function the same as sailboats. If you install a small part wrongly, the sailboat won't work. It's the same as if the boat is installed incorrectly. One small part of the boat will not function. And there is another point here. The boat is not something rectangular, but is created through a curve. The curve must be harmonious. If the curve is crooked, the boat will not serve. Maybe someone remembers in high school we are taught how to calculate the curve of the axis, which is a most complicated, right? Maybe those who have gone through it have all said, wow, this is very difficult, but the boat can only function if the curve is harmonious. The curve can be calculated in that way. So the knowledge to create curves has been going on in the exposure for 1,000 years, and the way I've been capturizing curves is not much different from shipwrights from the 10th century to boats built in the mid-20th century. These things are very complicated, so they are not for public consumption because they are too complicated. But in order to deepen them and make them something to be proud of, things like that should be made more popular, put forward more to the general public so that they are not reduced to only minutiae.
Cara mengkonstruksikan kurva-kurva itu tidak jauh berbeda dari kapal-kapal karam yang dari abad ke-10 dengan laut maul yang dibangun pada pertengahan abad ke-20. Alat itu amat unik. Sebelum berubah menjadi ini, bahwa kesenjian hal layak adalah, wah, memang terlalu unik. Tetapi untuk, memperdalamnya dan menjadikannya sesuatu yang bisa dibanggakan. Hal-hal seperti itu semestinya memang lebih diumumkan, lebih dikedepankan kepada hal yang ramai, supaya itu tidak direduksi atas ini sih doang.
We'll be right back.
safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that Northern authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.